welcome to Shear It Up Podcast.
So, welcome to Shear It Up. I am Haley, and today with me is the lovely Miss Lacey Schneider.
Hi.
And, well, I mean, most people know.
Yeah, most people know us.
Most people know us, but you're like my right-hand man. You're the one that, like, you're my baby star is.
Yes.
You're my unicorn. She is my little protege that I have sent into the hair world.
Yeah.
So, since people might not all know, you know, because we are on all platforms now.
I know, which is so exciting.
I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited for you.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, my name's Lacey. I am a hairstylist and makeup artist. I've been in the industry for almost 2 years.
Has it been two or three? Two.
Almost two.
Yes.
I've been a bridal makeup artist for 3 years.
Yes.
I'm currently at Casey & Co. Hair and Makeup. Yep. Hair, makeup, and nails. we're a local Connersville salon. Casey's had it for like 15 years. Mm-hmm. I work with a great group of girls. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely amazing. As most of you know, I started here at Sheer Happiness.
Yes.
I assisted here for 2 years, which, or a year.
It was a year, and then you worked here with me for a year.
I had my own chair for a year, which I feel like is why we think 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Just because and I it blends with for bridal. So long.
Yes.
Yeah, and the bridal's 3 years in.
Because you were still in hair school when I had you come and assist me for my first, well, that was 2021. That was the 11 weekends in a row of pure bridal chaos. And we literally got in the car and I looked at her and I was like, please do not judge bridal season from this season because I was a mad fool.
Haley called me one day at beauty school and was like, oh my gosh, my sister can't do this wedding. Would you please do bridal makeup for me? And like little me was starstruck because I was like, Haley's such a good like stylist and she wants me. And, oh my God. And like, I just never imagined. And then I was like, holy hell, this is a lot.
It's a different
but it was
ballpark.
So fun.
Like, yeah. Oh gosh.
It's
yeah.
so much and it's so stressful, but also it's so much fun that it outweighs
it.
All of it.
It does. I love it.
It's very much like sports in high school. Like in the moment, you're like, this is too much. I don't like this. But then as soon as season's over, you're like,
man, I want to go back.
I want to go back. When does it start again?
Literally. Like, well, and that's. I mean, I think bridal's where you and I click.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, that's literally the best way to put it.
And like. You hate bridal makeup?
I hate bridal makeup. I hate makeup in general. But I don't. I love it when brides are like, so do you do makeup too? I was like, oh, girl, you don't want me touching your face. Like,
yeah. See, makeup stresses you out. Bridal hair stresses me out, which is wild.
Which is why we're the dynamic duo when it comes to it.
It's not. Bridal hair isn't my niche, and that's totally fine.
It's mine, and hers is makeup. I mean, that's, again, we're the dynamic duo when it comes to bridal.
So, well together.
So I have a serious question. Okay. I know this because I know you like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
But it's something I ask every single podcast, and it's a very serious question.
Oh, God.
What type of coffee do you drink?
Okay, I'm an iced latte girly. Have you ever met me and Haley? Haley always has hot coffee. I always have iced coffee.
Yup. And today, our sponsorship is by Kahila.
Love you. Your breakfast quesadillas. We were just talking about them five minutes ago. Me and Taylor, the girl at my salon, obsessed. Mm. We are obsessed.
I met her through Evan.
And Evan works at Kahila.
I went and saw him last night.
Love that.
At Ainsley's. So I had.
Yes.
So
was I got Taylor to see there?
Uh-huh.
Let's say Taylor should have been there.
Yeah. So I got to say hi to Taylor and Evan. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you guys.
Love you guys. Yeah. Love your breakfast Kahila. Or your breakfast Kahila. Your breakfast quesadillas.
It's a morning podcast. Give us a minute.
It's 9:30 on a Saturday.
Dude, that's the only time we have to record anymore. I'm drowning.
I know.
I'm drowning.
Yeah, because both of our schedules are literally so jam-packed.
We tried for, what, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks now? I see her in passing at the gym, which I'm so glad. I missed you.
I know. I'm very, very happy.
I missed you in the gym so bad. It makes me so happy. I walk in and I'm like, ooh, Lacey's going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. What makes you do what you love?
Oh, man. It's a loaded question.
It is. You can take a minute.
I like knowing that I'm a part of building someone's confidence. I've always loved making people feel good. Like, even as a kid, I always just wanted to make people feel good. I'm a people pleaser by nature.
Mm. And if you can't already tell, we're both people pleasers, and we're both empaths. So we would walk in here, and literally, like, we could vibe each other.
No, yeah.
And really anybody.
And I kind of, like, I started getting into makeup when I was in middle school, and it was had it because I was bored at home and I had nothing to do. And YouTube became, like, YouTube was really starting to take off.
You grew up in the generation, like, where you had YouTube accessible. Like, my YouTube was, like, shoes and that stupid Harry Potter song. And your YouTube was, like, here's how we're going to do our makeup and be bomb-ass bitches.
No, and, like, I used to watch so much, and y'all can hate me for this. So I don't care. I used to watch so much Jeffree Star.
Okay, like, but I like Jeffree.
Obsessed with him in middle school. And I would do what's now TikTok calls a shower makeup, which wasn't a name when I was in middle school.
Oh, I forgot about that trend.
But I would do these crazy makeup looks, and I'd get in the shower and I'd wash them off, or I'd literally do it and then wipe it off and I'd do it again. And
I mean, people have made whole businesses out of doing that.
Yeah, I know. And I just slowly, like, I always loved the beauty industry. And then, honestly, when you were like, dude, you could do this as a job, and I realized I always wanted to make a difference in the world.
When she says that, I forget how much of an impact I had. And, you know, you really don't think about it when you're in this industry.
You pushed me to go to beauty school. You were the only one that looked at me and was like, girl, it's fine. I apologize to your mom at your wedding.
I know. Because
my mom's so happy you did it, though.
You came, and that, honestly, it was a very, we both got very tearful. Mind you, me and her mom.
This was when I was a client. Yeah. I was in high school. I was sitting in Haley's chair as a client.
Yes.
And as a friend.
And as a friend, yeah. And we just really gotten close to each other. See, I mean, Tucker's the reason we're friends. My son hit on Lacey. So, with that being said, like, you sitting in my chair, I remember thinking, and you're the second friend I've done this to.
Yeah.
And not meant to. Like, Aaron, I did it too.
Yeah.
Aaron was like, I'm going to go be a lab tech. And I was like, you're going to be so bored. I think you should go be a doctor. And now she's going to go be a doctor. She's in PA school right now.
Yes.
And I feel bad because you don't, like, sometimes in life you don't realize, like, the impact you have. But I do remember sitting there thinking to you, like, I kind of had that moment of, like, this girl feels so, and again, this is why I love my career. I remember feeling like you almost never had anybody to tell you that it was okay not to go to college. It was okay for that not to be your path.
Absolutely.
And that it doesn't mean that you're dumb, stupid. It just means that you're going about this completely different.
Exactly.
And I think there are multiple times I did what I did with raising you. Mm-hmm. And I say raising you in the hair world because it was, because I didn't have that.
Exactly.
And so, not that, like, it's my parents' fault. Like, when I went to ask to go to hair school, my mom was like, absolutely, like, if this is what you want to do. But it was, like, society standards is to go to college.
And especially now.
Yes.
Especially now. See, and people don't see trades as, like, an equal, I guess.
No.
Because I had one of my favorite teachers. And out all of all high school, I loved her the whole
time. That still makes me mad. Because I changed. Know.
I loved them through all of high school, and I was graduating early, and I told them what I was doing, and I told them I was going to beauty school, and they looked at me and said, Lacey, I am so disappointed to hear that, because you are wasting all of the knowledge and all of the hard work that you've had.
Now you, and that impacted you.
And
it clearly sticks
so
with
upset.
You. And that's,
gosh,
I think
they told me that 3 years ago, and I've never forgot it, because I was like, wow, this teacher that I've tried so hard to prove myself to and was in all of their advanced college classes and always had straight A's and always did everything I could, they're now disappointed in me because I'm not going to college and they think that I'm wasting my time.
See, and that breaks my heart because, again, look at how much... Look, and this is why I wanted to do this podcast. It's, there's so much behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
That is not just playing with hair.
No.
It's, I mean, so, so much more.
I love when I get to tell people that in beauty school I had to take a nursing.
Oh, yes.
It's literally two, like, one step down from the nursing anatomy class.
Yep. I guess that's why I think when you were in my chair that day, to, like, bring it all back around.
Yes.
I think that's why in that day, I remember it. And I remember being like, baby girl, you don't have to go to college. There's nothing that says that has to be it for you.
We were talking about me doing makeup in my bathroom sink.
Yes.
And how I sit in my sink and would do my makeup. And we were talking about all of that. And I remember you looking at me and going, you know this can be a career, right?
And I remember being like,
and I was like,
she probably is going to think I'm nuts. But at least, like,
no, but you were like, look at me. Like,
yeah.
I turned a passion into a career.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think, to circle back to your question, I wanted to change the world in some way. And not necessarily the world even, but But I wanted to change the people that I interacted with.
Yes.
And for the longest time, it was I wanted to be a teacher or I wanted to be a social worker. And I was stuck on being a social worker for a long time.
Yeah, when I first started doing your hair, you're like, I'm going to go be a counselor. And I was like, well, that's cool.
But I could not handle that emotionally.
No.
But honestly, I kind of get to be a counselor now anyways.
We're therapists, man.
Yeah. I get to sit and I get to hear people's best and worst days. Like, you don't think about it, but I mean, your hairstylist is there for your wedding day. But they're also there to do your hair for your mom's funeral.
Yeah.
And they're there for your first pregnancy, but they're also there for your first miscarriage. And there's a lot that you
I don't know about you, but, like, for me, I read a lot of psychology and communication books.
Yes.
Like, through Audible, because it's, like, one of my favorite things to do. And it's because of my career. I'm such an empath naturally. Yes. That I wanted to be, like, what you're saying, I wanted to be an impact to people on their daily. Like, I want people to be heard.
Exactly, like,
and it's not just about good hair. Like, yeah, we do great hair, see, like, but
you get to sit. I feel like I always wanted, like, I wanted somebody to be able to sit in my chair and that be their time to heal their soul.
Yes.
I wanted somebody, like, I wanted people to feel comfortable and feel safe and be like, you know what? I need a minute. I'm going to go get my hair done because that'll make me feel better.
Yeah.
Not only will it make me feel prettier, but it'll make me feel better inside.
Yeah.
And I think that was my whole goal.
And I think I rubbed off on you pretty hard. I really do think, like, and you know I'm religious, but I really think God put you in my life and I put in our lives together at the right timing, because I was dead set on not being a boss either. And it's comical now.
It's so funny because when I started assisting, I was like, Haley, please let me work here. And she's like, absolutely not.
I was so not having people underneath me.
You will never have a job here.
And that's why I call her my unicorn. She's my once-in-a-lifetime little unicorn.
And I don't mean that in a mean way.
No.
Haley, at the time, she didn't want anybody, and that was fine.
No, and I honestly, like, I never mind mentoring. That's one thing. But, like, having somebody...
Being responsible for other people is a whole other ballpark.
It's so hard. And you knew I struggled with it anyways.
Kudos to Casey.
Yeah, kudos to her.
Claps
kudos
all
to any of the salon owners that have,
claps,
like,
all around.
Like, there's some that have, like, 12 to 15. I'm like, how? And we're not talking booth renters either. Like, some booth, like, don't get me wrong, booth renting is typically what you see. But, like, commission salons.
I had a salon in Carmel reach out to me on Instagram. And she was like, hey, girl, I have a 35-chair salon and I'd love for you to join. And I was like... No.
I would have died.
35.
I was in a 12-man, and that was plenty.
Good for her. Let's go this route. That's not my path.
If that's the environment you like as a stylist, please go. I literally told her this. So you were really nervous to tell me about leaving to go to Casey's. And my
text. I didn't want any feelings to be hurt because it wasn't personal.
No. But I always told you, like, our personal life versus our business life, like,
we're always
leaves
separate.
Once we had the door, like, walk out the door.
But it was funny the day we had it, because you were like, I don't think I want to be a boss anymore. And I was like, works out, because I actually think I want to try.
I was struggling. And, like, there's a lot of big decisions, and I felt like every decision I made impacted you. I didn't want, because you were so young in your career, I didn't want to make a decision that was wrong for you, too.
Exactly.
And so it was stressing me out. And again, I was very open. Like, I know people are going to see this and be like, wow, you guys are, like, pretty brutal with each other. But that's kind of how it's always been. And honestly, like, I'm so happy I had the opportunity to be with you. But when you told me you were ready to, like, grow into a bigger salon, I knew that you needed to go experience that. Like, I knew I was never going to be 6 to 8 man salon. It's never going to happen. I love you all. And I love having a little baby stylist. I never want that. That's not what I enjoy as a stylist. But if you don't experience those things, how are you going to know? So
exactly. That was why I left. It wasn't because anything was wrong. It wasn't because shit had hit the fan. We didn't have some massive falling out. I just wanted to experience a different salon environment because there are so many different types.
But that whole experience led me to where I'm sitting with you today.
Absolutely.
Because
here we
are. And I think
it made us way better friends.
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing, too. It made me realize, like, we have, like, you and I are so, we have such a connection.
Yes.
Not only, like, on a friendship level, but also, like, on a hair level, that you and I have this really big respect that we still support each other. Like, it is so hard sometimes in this career for people to wrap their brain around the fact that, no, when I say I'm proud of you, I am so proud. And I've said it a couple times in, like, different posts and podcasts, but it's true. Like, I'm the biggest cheerleader. And I not just for you, but like,
yeah,
that's what made me realize like we have no community for that. I thought it was just going to be stylists when we started this, if you remember. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this isn't just stylists. This is business owners. It is so,
it's so
lonely.
It's so, unfortunately, it's so uncommon for like businesses and business owners to have a community,
mm-hmm.
because it's like everybody's at competition.
Yeah. And it's not, that's fine.
Like, you have to jive with the people that you work with.
And that's kind of what I was saying, even with like the salon you choose, like it has to work for you. And I never forget when she told me, she's like, so I was like, okay, can I take the boss hat off and be the best friend for just a second? She's like, sure. And I was like, okay, have you gone and asked all these questions, this question, this question? I was like going into that. And then I was like, and then on the side point, like, baby girl, you knew I didn't think you were going to work for me like for 40 years and then retire from me. And she was like, oh, I guess you're right. Like, you could tell, like, yeah, oh, duh. Like, and I was like,
okay, maybe this isn't as big a deal as we both thought this was gonna be.
And that was why I was like, everybody, again, that culture. I mean, we've had many people walk up to us and ask if something happened or something's wrong.
I've been gone for over 6 months and people still sit in my chair and are like, so what happened with you and Haley? And I'm like, literally nothing.
Literally nothing. I still see her on the daily.
We straight up randomly one day had a conversation. Yep. And we were like, okay.
It wasn't even planned. It was random.
Straight up. Like, we both had a mental breakdown one day and started ranting. And it started as a vent session. And then it was like, wait, you don't want to be a boss? Wait, you're thinking about going to a different salon? Hold on. This might work out better than we thought.
Yeah. And that's exactly how it went.
Like, we were both stressing out over absolutely nothing.
And that's why, I wanted to do this podcast. Because I wanted other people to feel the way that we feel about each other. Like, I want other people to have a community like you and I do where, yeah, I want to see you like learn and grow, and there's no jealousy to it. Like, I want to see you succeed. And it's so funny because I've had to ask other people to like come and join, not just stylists, but also other business owners, really putting me outside my comfort zone. But it's so funny to see some of the stylists that I've asked.
Yeah.
The look that goes over their face of like, is she being petty or is this like really her?
Like trying to be nice.
Well, and you know me, like I'm always like, no, if you have questions, if you want to call me, like go ahead and call me, girl. Like I'm an open book. I'll tell you what I use business wise. I'll tell you how to help. And that's not like, I don't gatekeep that kind of stuff because no one, I had to learn it all myself. And you do to some degree. But if I can help you.
And you're not going to give handouts, but you will. Absolutely.
But I'll get you some tools to get you there.
She'll lead you to the trough.
I will. I sure will. And that's something, again, that I've noticed in asking other people to do this podcast. They do. You almost, like, have this, like, immediate knee-jerk reaction.
Do you really want to do this?
Again, I've always said people think that my genuine empath and my genuine caring personality is a marketing ploy, and it's really not. It's just that's how I am. And I want to see people be successful. I want people to have the community. Because now that we've had this, I don't want to give it up. Well, I'm not giving it up with you, but... why not make other people feel included in that?
Well, I'm like, okay, Sassy, or not Sassy Peacock, Celebration of the Ville.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
We're separate, so like we're doing separate booths.
Yeah.
We literally asked them to put us next to each other.
Please put us next to each other. Like said, right here and right here.
Because we made our separate booths and they called us and they were like, hey, is this right?
Yeah.
Like Lacey put in for her own booth. Is that okay? And they were like,
hey, yeah, they were like, so she said she's doing festival hair. And I was like, she is. I am not.
Haley's not a fan of the braids, but I love them.
I just don't like making little girls cry. It's just not my favorite thing.
That's fair.
I don't. When I do kids cuts, I will literally chase your kids around this room rather than torture them and hold them down. There was one kid I've had to do it on, and I literally called you afterwards, and it crushed me.
She called me in tears.
I did. Like, I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
And I did want to do it, and I had.
But his hair—it was so sad, and I felt so bad. I just don't like doing that, so that's why. Like for the braiding, it is fun. Like don't get me wrong, it's so much fun. But it's just
when you get the little girls and they're like so sad because you're pulling their hair and you're trying so hard.
I just can't. And for me, like that was never the fun part.
See,
for
me, I also think it doesn't bother me as much because I don't have kids.
Yeah, and I do.
I still have the very much, you ain't my baby, you're gonna go back home with your mom.
Versus I. Well, we're going to bring it back around. So where did you go to school?
I went to school at Aveda Fredericks Institute of Indianapolis,
woo-woo!
Which is actually in Carmel.
Which is my alma mater.
Yes. I went there, Haley went there, Taylor went there.
We got to go back and actually, Bailey Weiler went there. We actually got to go back and do a presentation for their senior class
a year ago.
It was really fun. And it was cool because, like, I literally showed them, like, no, you can do all this yourself. You don't need a shit ton of money. You don't need...
And we got to tell them all the things that, like...
you wish you would have said to somebody who's getting ready to graduate hair school.
I told them all the things I wish somebody would have told me, and I wish somebody would have told. I wish they would have stopped shoving double booking down my throat. Because, like, double booking is great. It is a great tool, but it's not a necessity.
I've ruined you. But yeah, no, I don't double book. It's not a necessity. I don't double book. I know that's terrible.
You just don't have to if you don't want to.
I like it. And also, my clients don't like it. So, again, client. Yes. Has to fit you.
It just like depends on like the experience I feel like you're trying to provide.
Yeah, and some people like that, like hustle and bustle, and some people don't. It just depends on what you want. Oh, I love this one. This one's a fun one.
Okay.
What's your favorite bridal moment with us, like you and me?
Okay. My favorite bridal moment ever, and honestly my favorite wedding ever, was the Joy wedding.
Yep.
In Bowling
Green. I knew you were gonna say it.
It, all hands down, like, Brennan and Erica, you will forever hold a special place in my heart because that was absolutely, hands down, my favorite wedding thing I've ever done.
I agree.
In my entire life.
I agree. We have so many, like, jokes that we bring back up from that wedding just between the two of us.
And it wasn't even, like, just your wedding. Like,
it wasn't even, like, how the wedding looked, how pretty it was. Because, honestly, I was going to say that was my favorite, too.
You gave us the opportunity. And let me preface, before this wedding, I was on vacation. Haley picked me up at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove from Connersville to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
And we thought you were going to sleep.
I don't think we took a breath.
Nope.
Because we talked the whole
entire time.
Like, you not only gave us an amazing wedding, but you gave us such an amazing opportunity to really bond as the bridal duo that we were.
Yes.
And, you know, the ride down there and, like, the dinner and the Target trip and doing your hair for your rehearsal. We got to go see Top Gun. Yes, and seeing Top Gun, and our husbands were so mad at us.
Yeah, our husbands were so mad at us.
Our husbands were so mad at us because Top Gun had just came out.
Yeah, but you and I wanted to go watch it because...
it was a fancy theater and it was
so nice.
And
we had dinner.
Yes, we ate dinner and we watched movies and we put, like, face masks on and... Mm-hmm. And then, like, we sat by the pool and we even talked to her whole family the night before because we were doing computer work and sat and talked to everybody. Like, it was such a small, like, short wedding. But we got to, like, experience your whole day with you.
Yes.
Like, we helped you.
I felt more like a bridesmaid than I did actually, like, doing hair. And it was...
Like, it was so much more than just doing your hair and makeup.
Which is how we are. So, like, that's something, too... that a lot of people don't understand.
We offer, like, a full experience.
When they see our prices, I think sometimes they cringe a little bit, but they don't understand, like, I tell brides, I do not leave you until you're in your dress. And that's if you want me to leave then. I will literally stand there until you're walking down the aisle.
And in Erica's case, we put her in her dress.
We put her in her dress.
And it was so
funny. I think my favorite comment for brides on bridal day is just get the titties out. Don't wear your bra. To your bridal morning. None of the bridesmaids. None of you.
You'll
just take it off.
You'll have a strap line. Just don't worry about it. Let the titties titty.
Let the titties titty. And that's why, like, honestly, like, it felt more like we were.
I felt like we were, like.
Well, and I remember she was
at our best friend's wedding.
Like, she was drinking mimosas by herself. And I was like, oh, girl, I'll drink a mimosa with you.
Yeah.
Because she wanted it very intimate, to be fair. Like, it was not like she doesn't have friends. She just wanted it very intimate.
Yeah. And
it was her mom and her daughter, or her stepdaughter, and then her son in the room. Yeah.
And, like, we helped get our kids ready.
Yes. And oh, the lucky pin, or the lucky dime.
The lucky
dime. If he
dime.
Still has that dime, I'm going to laugh.
He kept it in his pocket the whole day. And you know, like... We put little false lashes on her daughter because she didn't, like, need a whole lot of makeup, but she really wanted lashes.
Yeah.
And then we wrapped her up in her dress bag and put her on a golf cart in the rain.
Yep. Because her dress was a gorgeous satin gown.
And we
gorgeous
refused to let her get raindrops on it. So, like, we literally wrapped her in this, like, it wasn't her dress bag, but it was, like, Dillard's dress bag.
I think it was the mother of the bride.
Something like that. And we literally wrapped her up in this plastic, like, wrapped the golf cart, found the only umbrella on the premises, which was hot pink. And then we realized as she, like, has this, like, 20, 30-foot walk, to the end,
like,
of the aisle.
End of the aisle, into the cave. It was, like, their ceremony was, like, in a cave.
Oh, it's so cool.
But, like, in order to get to the entrance of the cave, like, everybody could still see her.
And we had to
stop. But it's pouring.
And so Haley is carrying
her train.
Like,
bundled in my arms.
Carrying the train so none of the dress is dragging the ground, so that way it doesn't turn brown. Her dad is linked arms with her on one side. I am linked arms with her on the other side. holding said hot pink umbrella.
And the moment I realized,
walking her to the end of the aisle.
We're in the video, and we're in the pictures right now.
I'm like looking down, holding the umbrella, making sure she's covered. And I hear Haley go, them. Everybody can see us. And
everybody.
Everybody sitting literally in the ceremony chairs, like all the guests, the camera, photographer, videographer.
Everybody
like,
can see us.
They're pointed at us, and everyone's staring at us. And Haley said, we got to dip. And I said, I can't.
I'm like,
there's 10 more feet and it's still pouring. We're walking her to the end of the aisle.
Literally hiding behind her and her dad.
I'm trying so hard. Trying
to just
hard.
Hold the, hot, again, hot pink umbrella as we're hiding behind Erica. And I have Erica's phone.
And thank God I see the very, 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 very last aisle right in front of the tripod, like recording the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And there's two empty chairs.
There was.
And I was like, Haley, we're going to let go and dip. So and then, I mean flawless.
You would have thought we planned that.
You would have thought we rehearsed that about 100 times.
Did not rehearse it at all. That is how we
got to the edge of the cave. We let go of both of them, mom and dad.
Continue to walk on. Her dress drops pretty. Yes.
We slid sneak. Right into the thing.
And then I got her camera out. And I started taking pictures.
We had her phone, and it was a phones-free wedding. But we were in the back aisle, and it was her phone. We were, like, taking pictures, so she had some to look at
later.
Because
I looked at you, and I said, I hate when you get on your honeymoon, and you have no pictures from your wedding because you don't have your phone, and you don't have, like, no one's taking those because, obviously, it's a free phone-free wedding.
And you're not going to get your sneak peek until a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
Couple days.
So I was excited because I was like, I'm going to sneak a couple pictures for her. And so I did. And it was so funny because when I handed her phone back, I was like, just so you know, you got some pictures.
Yeah.
We didn't get home until, like, 2.
And let me tell you. You would have thought we slept, or I slept at least the whole way home.
Nope. Talked the whole way home.
Yep. 5 hours.
That's why this podcast is so easy for us.
we were born yappers. And thank you, TikTok, for giving me the phrase yapper, because I am. I'm a yapper that was born to yap.
I'd be talking.
100%.
All right. Well, since we yapping, I'll go ahead and swing us back around. As a business owner, what's your biggest challenge?
I think my biggest challenge as a business owner is honestly myself.
I love that answer.
I honestly think, like, I think a lot of the times I am my own worst enemy in this.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of, like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. How the hell am I supposed to be able to do this?
I love that answer.
But also, I didn't know how to do hair 2 years ago. Mm-mm. And I had to have Haley teach me how to use Instagram stories.
Sit there with my new iPhone and she's like, "Beesh, why do you not understand
I try to remind myself that there are so many things that I didn't know how to do. Like, I mean, I didn't know how to do my own taxes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to count write-offs. I didn't know how to market myself. I didn't know how to be a business owner. I mean, I didn't know how to handle certain situations.
Right.
And
heck, you called me last night on another one.
Yeah, like, I mean, I still call Haley and I'm like, hey, this happened, like, not like this has never happened to me before. How do I do it? And I guess I definitely think I'm my own worst enemy sometimes because I'm such a critic and I want everything to be
absolutely
so
perfect.
Good and I want everything to be perfect and I want to keep growing constantly and constantly doing more and doing more and doing more. But I think a lot of the times I just have to, like, take a step back and be like, hey, listen, it's fine.
You got to put it out there.
And me and Zoe were talking about this the other day, mm-hmm. and she's starting her photography business and she's like, what if I do this and it never takes off? And I remember sitting and talking to you and being like, I suck at hair. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to market myself. Like, my books are empty. I suck. I'm never going to make it in this. Like, what am I even doing? And, like, you and so many other people have been like, everybody starts there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody starts there and everybody sits and has the moment of, I have no idea what I'm doing. There's no way I'm going to make it. Like, I'll never be as good as everybody else. But everybody else started in my seat, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think my biggest, like, struggle is trying to remind myself of that, mm-hmm. and not being so hard on myself in everything that I do.
I think that that is the most beautiful answer I've heard yet for that one, because it's true. Your own worst enemy when it comes to this. I love that answer. I think that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
To someone getting into this, what do you suggest?
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're going to do shitty highlights at some point.
I say.
And don't judge the beauty industry off of beauty school.
No.
Because I'm not going to lie, I hated beauty school. Yep. Beauty school was
It's mental
probably
draining.
One of, like, the worst times of my life.
I'll never forget the pep talk. She was down to like the last month or two. And I was like, baby girl, this is like the exam month. It's hard.
I mean, God, Haley's mom looked at Haley one day. Like, they were up on the balcony and I was walking in downstairs and Denise looked over at Haley and said, is she okay? And Haley's like,
I literally went, she's in her hell month. She's in the last month before graduation. She went, I remembered when you were like that. It's so hard.
I had bags under my eyes so big they could have been tote bags.
You're rolling in like 50 hours a week in 5 days.
I looked gray. Uh-huh. I was going to school 4 days a week, working 3 days a week. And I mean, I was doing 50 hours a week at school. Plus working, depending on the time of year, either J's or Wings.
How do you define success in your career?
Okay, I'm going to say this because I feel like I felt this like more recently. I define success in my career based on how happy I feel when I'm at work.
Oh, I love it.
Because I feel like if I'm going to work and I have 400 clients a day and I'm making $100 million a week, but I hate my life and I hate being there and I dread going to work and I dread waking up, I don't feel like I'm really like successful at that point.
Yeah.
But if I have 2 clients that week and they're my favorite clients, and even though I'm not making very much money, I look forward to seeing those clients every single week.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I feel like that's more success than like making all the money would ever be.
I like that. I agree. I know that I this week had my schedule was slammed and
same.
It was really nice because the people I had weren't. It's people I cared for.
Yes.
It's people I enjoyed to be around.
Like this week.
It made my work week worth it.
But like today, like sitting here Saturday after my busiest week that I've had in ever. Mm-hmm. Like this is honestly like I had a 12-hour day in the salon Wednesday. And yes, that day was exhausting, but I've never felt more fulfilled and like more like, holy shit, I did it.
I literally felt that on Friday, like yesterday. So tells you where I'm at in life. Like, I felt that way yesterday.
Because I'm not going to lie, Haley was like, can we do the podcast at 9 a.m.? And I was like, oh my God, I've had such a week. Like, I'm so tired, blah, blah, blah. But then, like...
She sent me back 9:30, by the way.
Yeah. I said, because I was like, I'm at least sleeping. And like, okay, fine. We can do 9:30. Like, I won't ask for 10.
I love you.
But I do want 30 more minutes. But, like, honestly, waking up this morning, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like, dang, I have to get up, like, whatever. Like, and I'm just not a morning person. So
no,
it's
you're not
even that. Like,
with Bridal, I am the buttery, chipper, hey, good morning. Bridal morning.
Honestly, even when we were in the salon, she'd be like, good morning, girl. And I'd be like,
She goes, She grunts at me in the mornings. Mm. It's so funny because some of the weddings we have to get up at like 4 or 5 a.m. to drive to. And it's so funny because, like, if I wake her up, I know that I can talk.
Starbucks.
I can go crazy. But
I'll
until
listen.
We get to Starbucks, I have to stay quiet.
No, you can talk. I just won't respond.
I know. I'll talk about random crap that I know she's not going to care about. And then finally, I'll see her, like, pep back up. She'll get her vape.
Literally.
And she has her coffee. And then she's like, okay, I'm ready for the day. Are you ready for Bridal?
I'm not good. This is what I bring everywhere. There's
yeah.
Standing,
we both. Yep.
My coffee and my vape. I don't know.
I think that's a beautiful way to define success. I mean, for me, definitely always say, like, I want people to feel heard. When they're in my chair, I want somebody to walk out and be like, wow, that person really cares.
Okay.
What was the biggest compliment you've ever received?
Biggest compliment I've ever received. I think the biggest compliment I've ever received, and I don't know that it's necessarily, like, it wasn't necessarily a compliment that someone was like, oh my God, you did so great at this. But I think it's when clients come and they sit down and they say, oh my God, I've had the worst week, and I've been looking forward to sitting here and telling you about this.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest compliment that I receive.
Or
when clients come in and you can see just the
deep breath, the shoulders relax.
Here. Thank God I'm sitting here and I don't have to do this anymore. I think that is the biggest compliment
to
me.
I think the amount of times I've literally reached around the back of my chair and just hugged somebody from behind, that consoling feeling. There is nothing.
Or getting a hug at the end of the appointment.
Oh.
Like, I know that it's nothing to you.
But it's a world to us.
When you just feel like you just...
Yeah, like, give me a hug. Come
like
on. COVID killed me for that. Like, how you couldn't touch them more. No, I'm a huggy person. I'm one of those people, like, I'm going to hug you. I'm going to tell you how wonderful you are. And, you know, give me that hug. It's such a rewarding thing to be that a part of that.
And then especially at the end of that appointment when you see, like, just by the end of it, and you see the smile on your face grow, and you see them glowing by the end of it. That's, like, the biggest compliment and the biggest, like, bucket filler ever.
Yes. And you, I do. I go home and I write on that. And like, where it's like, oh.
Thanks to my nephew's elementary school for giving me the term bucket filler, because.
You know, that was Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Lo. It was my, it's Auntie Lo.
Thank you, Lo.
Lo.
Let me tell you, Hunter misses you. He talks about you every day. He tells his current teacher.
I was going to say, my other best friend is a elementary school teacher, and that takes a special person.
Yeah, she had my nephew in class, and he tells his new teacher all the time, sometimes I wish you were Miss Edwards.
I love it. Poor Lo.
And I'm like, Hunter, you can't tell people that, but I understand. We miss Lo, too.
What is the biggest takeaway you hope our listeners have from today?
I hope from today, you can see that, like, all of this really, like, in the grand scheme of life, shit's really not that deep.
Mm-mm. And passion. Having passion for what you do.
Shit is not that deep to hold on to. Mm-mm. Because if something's not feeding your soul, why are you doing it?
Yep. You have to have passion in it.
Have to have passion in everything you do in life.
Yep.
Like, if you're sitting and you're a high schooler and you're listening to this and you don't know what you're doing with your life and you don't know if you want to go to college and you don't know if you want to go to a trade school, find what feeds your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what feeds your soul, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Find what feeds your soul right now, because it's not going to be the same thing forever.
Yeah.
And I think you have to do what's best for you, no matter how that makes anybody else feel.
I agree.
And I feel like if, you know, like, sitting and, like, if not going to college isn't your thing, don't go to college.
Don't go to college.
Because I will say this, because that is how I viewed it. I viewed beauty school for so long as where people go when they drop out.
Mm-hmm.
It's people say fail for, they don't know what else to do with their life, and so they go to beauty school. And they do hair because it's easy and because it's fun. And
it's so funny because that percentage drops out. What was the percentage? It was like 60-some%. It's
only 2 out of the 12 people. Well, I guess Estee's included in that 12. So, like, 4 out of the 12 people that started with me graduated beauty school.
Yeah. And then, okay, so let's go to this. If you do graduate beauty school, there's, like, I think it's, like, 67% in the first 3 years drop. So if you're graduating class, 67% of them are gone already. And
only me. There's one other girl that I know that still does hair. And, like, the class below me, a lot more of them graduated, but only, like, 1 or 2 of them still do hair.
This is not an easy industry.
No.
But go and find that passion. Because if you don't love what you do, that's just a worker bee mentality.
I think you have to find the passion, and then you have to realize that you're in your own lane and nobody else's lane really matters.
Yep. Do what makes you happy.
And don't shit on anybody else's lane just because it looks different.
Yeah, they don't know what goes on behind closed doors in their realm. So until you wear the shoes, until you're behind that door, don't judge.
And if you are a stylist, there's no reason to hate another stylist.
No, there's so... Like, I laugh
there is
because...
There's enough hair to go around. There's enough people to go around.
Well, you've seen it, like, when I compliment, like, a bridesmaid that isn't a client of mine.
Yeah.
And because she's seen me, like, literally, like, oh, my gosh, who does your hair? It is beautiful. And it throws that person for a loop every time I do that, because it's... Like, they're like, are you being genuine? And I'm like, no, seriously, like, it's beautiful
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, like, work. And I've told other stylists, like, your work is so pretty. And I don't mean that, like, it's not like mean girls are like, oh, my God, you're really pretty. No. But, like, but it's like, it's beautiful. And there's having that support. We got to have that support in this industry.
And I feel like when I was in beauty school, that was what I lacked. And that was what made me so just want to drop out.
Yeah.
Because of the drama. Because I was like, man, all these girls hate each other. Like, how is, like, hair supposed to be fun? This is supposed to be a fun industry where we work together and we learn from each other and we make each other better. And at the time, it wasn't that environment.
Right.
And I love that you're doing the podcast, because I could see that it's the environment you're trying to set.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how weird people saw our relationship.
Yes.
And how weird people still think our relationship is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's crazy.
Well, and that's why, like, I'll be honest, when I get an idea in my head, Lacey can confirm this, when I get an idea in my head, there's no stopping me. Mm-mm. No. And I will do it to the fullest. There is no half-assing anything. I will literally dive so far deep. Like, when I came to her and she was like, oh, shit, you already have the equipment. I was like, oh, yeah, I got dynamic mics. I did. I mean, I went full bore.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny because you're like, okay, so what's it going to be about? And when I started explaining it, you were like, oh, my gosh, this is everything that we've really built. And I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, you're the reason that I've realized, like, we desperately need this. Not only for the hair industry, but in this, again, it's morphed again with the small businesses. Like, when it is such a competition, or what it feels like a competition, and maybe that's what we do to ourselves, and I'm breaking that down too.
See, and it's so hard to reach out when you have this stigma of, mm-hmm. oh, this salon doesn't like other salons, or, and I'm not pointing that at any salon. That is like a hypothetical statement, so don't take that.
Yeah, don't take that as like we sit there and say that. It's just we realized that by saying it was when you left and everybody lost their mind. It really impacted both of us.
Each other, and it was literally a moment of like, we were like, I just want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Like, we missed just being friends with
each
other.
And I miss her. I mean, you know I miss you.
Yeah, oh, no, and I miss being here. I mean, I loved being here for the pre-trial, honestly. Like, I was like...
She basically came back in and moved home. It was hilarious. She knew where everything was at.
Moved in and was like, so sorry. I feel like I'm overstepping my bounds. But honestly, it's kind of hard not to just, like, do everything. Right. Because this was my home for 2 years.
Yeah. And like, well, and again, I think people need to hear that and need to see that because... That's what we're building. You're the reason I realized like we lack this so bad. And I want to, if you're out there, I guess my aspect of today, because it's you and me, I can kind of chime in a little bit more than I will with the other podcasts. But
yeah.
You and me, this is the reason I started this. But I hope that if you're out there and you feel like you don't have anybody to, please reach out to me and Lacey. Like, we're both such open books when it comes to that. And like, come join our community here.
Yes.
Like come join the Sheared Up community because that's what this is. That's the whole reason I'm doing this. It's not to become TikTok famous. It's not to become, you know, podcast famous, which don't get me wrong. I love my podcast, but
that's not necessarily the goal.
No. And I also want our listeners who aren't business owners, who aren't stylists, to hear the aspect of like, we are people behind this. Like there is a person behind this.
Like, I mean, I was 19, fresh out of beauty school, had no idea what I was doing. Literally knew nothing, didn't know how to run a business because that's something they don't teach you in beauty school.
No, they don't.
I started an LLC and was like, well, guess I'm going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because what other option do you have at that point?
And I just held your hand and guided you where you needed to go.
Nobody tells you that it's okay to have no idea what the heck you're doing.
Nope. There are still days, obviously.
There are still days that I'm like, well, we're going to wing it. Hope
like when
it
I
works.
Launched the first intro podcast, dude, I didn't know it didn't go to YouTube. It hadn't been on YouTube for like 4 days. You don't know. And like that's why I'm like, you don't know until you do it.
Yep.
And put yourself out there.
Everybody starts somewhere.
Yes. So come join our community at Sheared Up because this is the whole mantra of it.
And I think the last thing I want to like add, I guess, was to me, like what we built here, I feel like it showed me that this is so much more than just doing good hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I learned that I wanted to build an experience mm-hmm. for my clients. Like I didn't want to be just, you come in, we chit chat, you get your hair done, you go home. Like, I really learned here that I wanted to build an entire experience, an entire environment, and I wanted, even around other clients and other stylists, and even when we're at weddings, like, mm-hmm. I want to give you an experience when mm-hmm. you're with me.
Yep.
And I love that I get to do that, and I get to offer
it's
that.
It's a small part of their lives that we get to be a part of, and that is, for me with bridal especially, like, that means so much to me. Like, I'm so honored when a bride asks us to do, like, wedding. Not just us, but, like, one or the other. It is such an honor to have just such a small piece of your life and such a big day for me. Like, it's such a fulfilling thing. And, like, that's the same thing with my people in my chair. Like, you asking me to touch your hair isn't just me doing your hair to make it pretty. It's me being a part of your life for a little bit. And that is such an honor.
And that's how I get to make my impact.
Yes. Where can your listeners find more out about you?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I have a TikTok, but I mean, it's more of like my personal mixed with hair, but you can always look it up. My Facebook is Looks by Lacey LLC. My Instagram is like looks period by period, Lacey. But it's just, if you look up
and I will tag, I will tag them in the show notes as well.
Absolutely.
Plus we'll probably, I'll probably tag them in the episodes.
Yeah. Again, you know, overthinkers over here.
Well, thank you to my beautiful
bestie. Oh my God, absolutely.
Bestie for doing
and you can
me.
Also find me at Casey & Co.
Yeah.
Hair, makeup, and nails.
There was one we were forgetting.
Sorry, I was like, I know that there's something else I'm forgetting. But yeah, Casey & Co, hair, makeup, nails. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at that. I think it's Instagram is like Casey & Co hair.
No. But again, I'll tag all of them in the show notes.
Yep.
And as always, for my listeners, go be hair happy.
That's so exciting. Like, holy shit, you did it.
I did. Ah, I'm so excited. No, I just got to launch it on Wednesday. So have a wonderful day. Go be hair happy.
Thank you for listening to Sheer It Up Podcast. We are now on Spotify, Patreon, Apple Music, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and Buzzsprout. To follow us, look in the show notes for all the links below. It's Sheer Happiness, S-H-E-A-R, Salon, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.